Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And Nepal dominating a lot of the front pages this morning. Those horrifying images. I mean, literally like the scene of a movie yesterday. What happened with the CCTV footage showing people running away against this wall of mud and water. The Irish Daily Mail: Irish tourists missing in Nepal flash flooding. Fears grow for two holidaymakers after tragic mudslide. It looks like the two Irish were part of a guided tour of Nepal, and they're missing, as well as 12 UK citizens aged between 13 and 65. Now, at 6 o'clock, the death toll was 160. I see that's gone up to 165 now, and we've some killed in Tibet as well. You can only imagine the death toll will just keep rising and rising. Irish Independent: two Irish among hundreds missing in Nepal flooding. And the Irish Sun: fears for two Irish in flood hell. And a shocking picture on the front of the Irish Sun of homes literally covered by mud in Nepal. Then we have this other tragedy which happened in Spain. The Irish Daily Star: Irish mum in hot tub hulls tragedy. Shock as woman and husband found dead in rental home jacuzzi. And the Star says an Irish woman who died in an incident while on holiday with her family in southern Spain is from County Monaghan, it has emerged. It's understood the woman, who's from a well-respected family in the county, had been living and working in England for more than a decade, and her husband is understood to be from Australasia. They were both found dead in a jacuzzi in the holiday home they were renting with their children. Still, the details quite vague about what happened. Some of the reports yesterday were that foul play had been ruled out or foul play not suspected. But then there's also talk of things, certain injuries, and that's why the local homicide squad are leading the probe. So it's a case of wait and see. Anton Savage will have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Of course, the paper is still covering Dolly Parton. The Irish Daily Mirror: Margot, I prayed for a miracle. And this is the front page news, that Margot O'Donnell said a prayer for Dolly Parton. The Donegal singer had a friendship for over three decades with the music legend. A number of the papers have special pullouts. I see the Mirror and the Star have an eight-page special tribute pullout for Dolly Parton inside today's paper. So maybe that's one you'd like to pick up and keep. The Irish Times on the front page says a prominent Swiss politician is alleged to have repeatedly drugged and raped an Irish teenager and her mother. Prosecutors say Patrick Fry recorded the incidents, which allegedly occurred while Paula, who was 14 at the time, and her mother were living with him in a Swiss town. And after the alleged abuse came to light in 2023, Swiss immigration authorities attempted to deport the Irish women, and that decision was reversed earlier this month. Big investigation in the Irish Times into that particular story. Inside the papers, we heard yesterday about Garda overtime, and some Garda representatives are saying, you know, it's a shambles at the moment and the overtime bill is going up and up and up. So there's an idea in the Irish Independent from the former General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors that retired Gardaí be allowed to rejoin the force. This is Antoinette Cunningham, who retired from the Guards and the AGSI in 2024. She says that retired officers can play a big role and would be able to help with the overtime bill. And Antoinette Cunningham has now written to the Garda Commissioner and the Justice Minister with an idea for a so-called rejoiners scheme. And she says she meets a lot of retired guards all the time, and many of them say they'd love to go back into the guards. So a rejoiner scheme would be voluntary, she said. Now, in Britain, the British Transport Police and West Midlands Police allow retirees to rejoin, and it works quite well, apparently. So there's an interesting idea from Antoinette Cunningham, who certainly knows a thing or two about policing. Staying with policing issues, it was all drama in Limerick in the Irish Independent. Two men have been arrested following a car chase on the streets of Limerick on Tuesday, during which Gardaí deployed stinger devices to stop a stolen car belonging to a local priest. The car in question is a 1996 Toyota Corolla, one of those greeny blue Corollas. Corollas that were very popular 30 years ago in Ireland, but the car still belongs to Father Dick Brown, and it was allegedly taken by two men in their 20s and 30s, and the guards found out about it because there was a post put up on Facebook on the Cappamore Tidy Towns to say Father Brown's car was stolen from outside his house this afternoon. Please share this post with your friends. It's a blue-green Toyota Corolla. And then a separate post to the Toyota owner's page on Facebook described Father Brown as a legendary man whose legendary machine has been taken from outside his home. So I think the car is actually quite famous in the area. And then the guards did a containment operation on Clare Street. They put a stinger out on the road to puncture the car's tyres, and Gardaí brought the Corolla to a halt. And then there's social media footage showing three Garda vehicles chasing the car as well on Tuesday. Two men appeared in court yesterday in relation to that. Final bit of TV news for you. Firstly, we go to The Star. Irish talent is leading the way in new Netflix dramas. So Barry Keoghan is back. There is a sequel to his show Top Boy, or maybe it's a prequel. This is a new show which is back on Netflix called Johnny Boy, which is a it's a prequel series. So Johnny Boy is a prequel to Top Boy. So that's the one Irish drama. But the second one I'm really interested in, we have a new Netflix production called Jig. It is written by Lisa McGee of Derry Girls fame, and it's going to be screened on Netflix. Jig is a 6-part mockumentary series in the high-stakes world of competitive Irish dancing. And it follows best friends Cara and Fletcher from the struggling Sweeney School of Dance in Derry. And they're going to start filming next year. Really looking forward to that. And the other bit of TV news, Maura Higgins is the new Cilla Black, because in the Mail, we are told Maura Higgins is being brought in as the new presenter of Blind Date. Disney Plus is rebooting the show next year, and Maura Higgins is going to be the presenter. The format is the same as when Cilla was doing it in the 90s, and Blind Date ran actually from the 80s. Blind Date ran from 85 to 2003. Before Cilla Black announced live on air that she was retiring from the role. So good luck to Maura Higgins. I don't know if Ara Graham will be in it like in the previous iteration of Blind Date, or if she's going to say Laura Laura Laughs, but we shall see. She'll have to speak slowly on Disney Plus, because there's a lot of people who'll probably struggle with the Irish accent, but good luck to Maura Higgins.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.